From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Outrage from Trinidad as Dominican Republic still plan to ship bananas to Europe. Leading trade unionist says 1992 is not all doom and gloom for Caribbean banana producers.
While 1992 is a European agenda, we want to seize it as a challenge for the Caribbean.
And as Commission of Eminent West Indians get ready to start business next month. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The banana battle between the Dominican Republic and CARICOM banana producing states has taken a new turn. Last Friday, Dominican Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, Joaquin Ricardo, told Caribbean Report that his country would abandon plans for the export of bananas so as to cool the tempers of CARICOM leaders. However, it's now clear that the Dominican Republic is to press ahead, with Switzerland, Austria, Poland and Czechoslovakia the targets. Of course, all these countries are outside the European Economic Community and, as such, are not a part of any agreements under the Lomé Convention. The chairman of the CARICOM Council of Ministers, Trinidad Shardeo Basdeo, is worried by this latest development and questions the Dominican Republic's motives.
We feel that it may well be that they are using the new position which they have taken with respect to accessing other countries in Europe, not within the EEC, as a first step for entry into the EEC. And one has to think along these lines, particularly since we were given an assurance that the Dominican Republic had no intention of developing the banana sector as well as to export bananas to the European Economic Community. One would have thought, simply in other words, that in a matter as sensitive as banana, which we have been discussing for some time with the Dominican Republic, that they would have had, you know, the courtesy to at least sensitize us to their intent so that the suspicions which are now being engendered among Caribbean states would not have arisen and would have dissipated if at all they were there previously.
Why wasn't the alarm bell ringing a lot earlier?
The fact of the matter is one has to accept the view of the political directorate when that view is transmitted to counterparts in the CARICOM region. And we were given that assurance not only in Trinidad and Tobago, we were given that assurance when we met in Grenada during the Heads of Government Conference. We were given that assurance in Brussels as well. And we would like to thank you. We would like to think, and I want to emphasize, that the MOU which we agreed to is one which we would mutually respect. Though, of course, with the developments that have taken place and the explanations provided and what you are now telling me leads one to become even more suspicious of the true intent of the Dominican Republic. And a small country, we just cannot continue mistrusting one another.
On the question of the Memorandum of Understanding, though, why wasn't it spelled out more specifically? Because the Dominican Republic is claiming, and looking at the memorandum, it does appear to be a fair claim, that they haven't violated it, that they're willing to pay the 20% tariff to get their bananas in, and as such, they haven't actually broken the letter of that agreement.
No, I think you're right. I'm not saying that they have contravened the MOU at all. All I'm saying is that implicit in the MOU was the undertaking that they had given to us that they were not going to access the European Economic Community for their bananas. That is the point at issue. And we trusted them at their word.
Trinidad's Shardeo Basdeo speaking to Hugh Crosskill. As the banana issue continues, Earlene Horn, General Secretary of the St. Vincent National Farmers Union, is in London to talk about life caught in the banana trap. She says the region has to use 1992 to diversify. When we met, I asked Earlene if she and her members felt their interests were being adequately represented by their Caribbean leaders.
I want to begin by saying no, I don't think it's adequately represented. In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, what our Prime Minister has been saying is that he has been given assurance by the British government that the preferential treatment would continue come 1992. We, the farmers in our country, are not happy with that. We are concerned for many reasons. We don't want a preferential treatment that has no ending. What we'd like is an interim program that would take care of the situation until that the farmers in our country and our economy have something in place, a new thing in place. Mm. So if our Prime Minister is asking for our preferential treatment to continue, he must specify for what period. While 1992 is a European agenda, we want to seize it as a challenge for the Caribbean people. So you want to look at the opportunity to diversify our economy.
Explain what the banana trap is that you see happening, particularly in the Caribbean and somewhere like St. Vincent.
It's basically that everybody gets trapped in green bananas. From the point of view that there's a secure market. For the other crops that we can grow, there aren't any secure market for it. So sometimes you grow acres of potatoes, sweet potatoes, and they rot because we cannot consume all. So everybody tend to lean towards banana.